AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The deadly Amtrak derailment near Philadelphia appears to be yet another accident that didn't have to happen. It could have been avoided if a long-sought safety technology had been operating on the tracks and trains, according to information gathered by accident investigators. Amtrak CEO Joseph Boardman says the railroad's been working hard to install safety systems along its northeast routes.
We spent $111 million getting ready for positive train control. We had to change a lot of things on the corridor to make it work, and we're very close to being able to cut it in.
The body of an eighth victim was recovered from the wrecked first passenger car on Thursday. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says he will personally hear the suspension appeal of Super Bowl MVP Tom Brady. Brady is challenging the league's punishment for his role in using deflated footballs during the AFC Championship game. AP sports writer Jim Litke says that four-game suspension might be reduced.
I'd be surprised if that actually stands. Jeffrey Kessler, who Brady has just added to his legal team, is probably the smartest sports lawyer that I know, and I wouldn't be surprised to see it turn out to be a two-game suspension in the long run.
President Obama is welcoming the Senate vote advancing a bill that would give him fast-track authority to negotiate trade deals.
The approach that we're taking here, I think, is the right one, not just for big U.S. businesses, but also for small U.S. businesses and medium-sized U.S. businesses, and most importantly, ultimately, American workers.
The U.S. is negotiating a potential agreement with a dozen Pacific area nations. The president is pledging America's ironclad commitment to Persian Gulf nations, promising to boost security amid their anxiety over any Iran nuclear deal. Leaders met in a summit at Camp David. The Cleveland Cavaliers move on to the Eastern Conference Finals, beating Chicago in Game 6. This is AP Radio News. An oil rig outfitted for Royal Dutch Shell's exploration in the remote Arctic Ocean is now parked in Seattle's harbor, and not to everyone's liking.
Just makes me sick in my stomach. Because in the previous weeks, this was just kind of an idea. But now it's, you know, like, it's the real thing that's here. And it just means a lot of danger and a lot of bad things coming up for the Pacific Northwest.
Activists paddled out in kayaks to meet the rig, saying they're against opening a new frontier of fossil fuel exploration. The Secret Service detained a man for flying a small drone in a park across from the White House. The AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The service says the man landed the drone in Lafayette Park when asked. He was turned over to park police, and local police swept the drone before declaring it safe. The White House was on lockdown for more than an hour in the meantime.
I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.